Welcome. Today we are breaking down a critical intersection in industrial safety. ATEX regulations and explosion venting panels. Why is this compliance framework so complex for plant designers?
Anyone designing systems in ATEX classified zones knows that selecting the right explosion venting panel is never an isolated decision. It depends on a chain of regulatory obligations, technical parameters, and design choices that are all interconnected. Directive 2014-34-EU, EN14491 or EN14994 for sizing, and EN14797 for device certification, each regulatory layer answers a precise question. Overlooking even one exposes the plant and the designer to concrete legal and operational risks. Before mapping out the directives, let's look at the key takeaways. Explosion venting panels fall under ATEX Directive 2014-34-EU as protective systems, requiring CE marking, an EU declaration of conformity, and technical documentation before market placement. EN14491 and EN14994 define the criteria for sizing the vent area, while EN14797 establishes construction and testing requirements for the devices themselves, including PSTAT verification. Correct installation requires careful documentation of the discharge direction, resistance to reaction forces, and compatibility with the classified ATEX zone, whether it is for dusts or gases.
You mentioned that no single standard covers everything. How do the two main ATEX directives differ in their objectives?
The two directives do not overlap. They operate on different planes and are completely complementary. Directive 2014-34-EU, known as the ATEX Products Directive, is addressed to manufacturers. It establishes the requirements that protective systems must meet to be placed on the European market. Because venting panels are intended to limit the effects of an explosion, they fall explicitly under this framework. On the other side, Directive 9992-EC, the ATEX Workplace Directive, is addressed to employers and plant operators. It mandates the classification of explosion risk zones, the preparation of an explosion protection document, and the selection of compatible equipment. While the manufacturer certifies the product under the first directive, it is the operator's responsibility to verify that it suits their specific classified zone's protective classification.
What does the classification as a protective system under the products directive mean in practice for documentation and CE marking?
Since venting panels are autonomous devices intended to immediately limit explosion effects, they are classified as protective systems. Their category, whether it is for dust zones 20, 21, and 22, or gas zones 0, 1, and 2, determines how stringent the certification procedure is. A panel intended for zone 20 requires a much tighter assessment, often involving a notified body. In practice, every panel must bear the CE marking, the specific explosion protection symbol, the notified body number, and the equipment group and category, marked G for gases or D for dusts. The manufacturer must also provide an EU declaration of conformity and a comprehensive technical file. These documents are the absolute foundation for traceability in the event of an inspection or incident.
Let's dive into the technical standards. What are the key differences between EN14797 and the sizing standards, like EN14491 or EN14994?
It is a division of labor. EN14497 focuses entirely on the venting device itself, establishing construction requirements, testing methods, and parameters like the static activation pressure, or PSTAT, its tolerance, vacuum resistance, and performance under extreme temperatures. Conversely, EN14491 and EN14994 provide the calculation criteria for sizing the overall system. Sizing requires an integrated analysis of the enclosure volume, the material's maximum explosion pressure, Pmax, the deflagration index, KST for dust or KG for gas, the structural resistance of the enclosure, PRED, and the panel's PSTAT. These standards also include specific corrections for bag filters, cyclones, elongated enclosures, or the presence of vent ducts.
How do employers classify work areas for combustible dusts, and how does that dictate panel compatibility?
For combustible dusts, classification is split into three zones. Zone 20 represents a continuous or frequent presence of an explosive dust cloud, typically found inside silos, hoppers, or filters during processing. Zone 21 covers an occasional presence, like areas near loading points or filters during cleaning cycles. Zone 22 is for abnormal conditions of short duration, often the external area surrounding the equipment. A panel installed inside equipment classified as Zone 20 must be certified as a Category 1D protective system. Crucially, the classified zone refers to the inside of the equipment, not the surrounding room. The panel must match that internal classification, which directly impacts procurement lead times and certification procedures.
When it comes to the physical layout, what design guidelines and structural installation aspects should never be overlooked?
First, the discharge direction must avoid areas frequented by personnel or secondary ignition sources. If venting indoors, vent ducts must be utilized. But remember that duct resistance increases the reduced pressure, PRED, requiring a larger vent area. Second, the structural design of the support must withstand the significant reaction forces generated during panel activation, which can reach several kilonewtons on large silos. Finally, integrating rupture indicators is highly recommended. Immediate signaling allows the automated system to shut down the process and alert operators before the plant is left unprotected. Donadon SDD manufactures a complete range of these integrable indicators.
To wrap everything up, how are responsibilities split between the manufacturer, designer, and operator, and what documentation must be retained?
The distribution of accountability is clear-cut. The manufacturer certifies the device according to EN 14797 and declares its technical parameters. The designer is responsible for system sizing according to EN 14491 or EN 14994 and selecting the correct application parameters. The operator handles correct installation, regular maintenance, and replacement after any activation. For safety audits and ATEX inspections, the minimum documentation to retain includes the panel's CE certificate, the manufacturer's EU declaration of conformity, the formal sizing calculations, and the inspection log. Donadon SDD fully supports technical departments through an engineering-driven approach that manages this data, ensuring compliance with PED, ATEX, and GMP standards.
Thank you. Ensuring that this complete regulatory and technical puzzle is traceable is clearly what keeps a plant resilient and compliant.